The Black Death and the Peasants' Revolt, page 36. The Black Death. The war with France was interrupted in 1348 by the Black Death, an epidemic of bubonic plague which spread rapidly through Europe. The plague was caused by infected rats travelling on the ships that were trading with Europe. Its spread was assisted by the terrible sanitation and living conditions in the flourishing towns. The Black Death is estimated to have killed almost half of England's population of around 4 million. However, due to the resulting shortage of labour, the living conditions of the poor paradoxically improved. Labour became a valuable commodity, and for the first time peasants were able to demand payment for their work and better living conditions. As a result, their movements became more difficult to control. The Peasants' Revolt. This new relative prosperity and freedom of the peasants was a cause of great alarm to the noble and merchant landowners who controlled Parliament. For this reason, and to finance the continuing war with France, in 1380 a tax was imposed on the whole population. One of its aims was to remove the financial power the peasants had acquired in the years following the Black Death. But by this time they had already begun to organize themselves into a prototypical union and were preparing for an armed revolt. In 1381 a large army of peasants, led by Wat Tyler, marched on London and occupied the city, forcing the government to take refuge in the Tower. Many merchants and clergymen who had been pocketing the tax money were executed. The government agreed to meet the peasants' demands on condition that they disperse, which many of the rebels did, satisfied that they had achieved what they had set out to do. This was a mistake. Although organized, the rebels were not strong enough to actually depose the government and seize power. When they finally returned to their homes, the government executed their leaders and began taking reprisals. Hundreds were massacred by the army, often without trial. The peasant population was fought back into servitude. Yet, despite the failure of the revolt, condition afterwards generally improved. For the first time, the working people began to see themselves as a class with interests to defend, and the nobility began to fear and respect them. For this reason, the late 14th and 15th centuries were a time of relative prosperity and social mobility for many, a situation well reflected in the major literary work of the period, Chaucer's Canterbury Tales.